I am Feel It.
And I am Fix It. And we talk about life.
And stuff and things.
With the occasional rant.
Which you will have no problem doing.
This is the inaugural episode of the Feel It, Fix It podcast. To us, we've called it episode zero. Who the heck are we anyway?
Who the heck are we anyway?
Exactly. So who are we? And what are we going to do with this podcast? And what's the whole idea? An example of how we think it's going to go. So I'm Fix It.
And I'm Feel It.
And this is us. And to make life really easier for us, we wrote scripts for this little part.
Yeah.
And I would bet in the future never having a script again.
Pretty much.
Unless we're doing this, you know, if we're doing a skit or something. Because we've got some ideas for some really stupid.
Absolutely.
Goofball commercials just for the heck of it. Because why not? Let's have some fun with it.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. We're not sponsored. Nobody has sponsored us. Not yet. One can hope. One can hope.
The not sponsored commercials.
Yeah, the not sponsored
commercials.
We'll
come up with a name
for that. We just really hope.
We'll come up with a name for that.
So, without any further ado, I will allow my other half to start this off.
Okay. Are you sure? You sure you want me to start it?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, as he had stated, this will probably be the only time we actually read from a script. It was just easier to kind of put it all down, so we both did that. Maybe for our benefit, not necessarily yours, but okay. So, my name is April. We will call each other, you know, Feel It and Fix It, but I am April. I am the Feel It half of this duo and have been for nearly 27 years. I am in process of obtaining my Master of Science in Counseling and subsequent state licensure to practice. As of the day we record this, I am 91 days from graduation. Until then, I will be general with my knowledge in our discussions as to not cause any ethical issues. You will hear us just go back and forth like we do all the time. Nothing special just yet. As I am an intern, I want to honor that. Even after graduation, there will probably won't be a ton of psychological lingo or I don't know, anything like that on a regular basis. At least not for me, but I won't speak for Fix It.
Yeah,
it just
true.
Tends to do it more naturally. My involvement in a podcast was born in fall of 2022 after my former personal trainer and I discussed the idea while promoting him and myself as a counselor, future counselor, mental health counselor, as well as my faith journey and the progress I had made while enduring significant phases of chronic illness. Well, as my issues increased, he changed his mind about having an association with me, but there is still a story to tell, and I was prepared to do it, to use podcasting to do it. There is very real power to strength training, and physical and mental health are worth discussing in simple ways from a simple person like myself. It is a story that is still writing itself with significant meaning to me in my faith and how I live my life. I will talk about all of that along the way with Fix It, as he is my biggest everything to advocate for my overall health. But again, more on all of that will come. This is a platform both of us to be heard for who we are authentically in our marriage, parenting, life, and faith in God. And you will be going through some life and stuff and things in real time with us as we feel led to share and explain and express, as we have already been through many things and there are things yet to come. The story of this podcast, Feel It and Fix It, is a resurrection of an original idea with a different emphasis, but I realized that the premise would be epic. Fix It is a natural intellect with extraordinary ideas. He is opinionated, but he isn't always wrong. Not always. His lack of filter and need to rant are entertaining, though beyond compare. But they can be tempered, complimented if you will, with my average female insight. We'll go with that. He desires to pick things apart. No details. To make things work better, he wants to fix things however he can. It is literally how he makes a living. So naturally, it flows into the rest of his life. Yep, even his marriage. Especially with me, his greatest challenge that we'll never be able to merely fix. I can be inquisitive, sure, but I am methodical innately and by virtue of my education, former career paths, and current training. I can see his point of view, but I'm not afraid to disagree. For as much as we agree, we do disagree, and that is okay. That is allowed. However, we have deep respect for one another. That is part of the foundation of our marriage in all things, not what we pick and choose for it to be applied to. Our mutual respect is everything. I admit I have grappled for several years to understand all the quirks and challenges of having a husband and children with such intense characteristics. But he is more than the fix-it quirks, and I love all of him. Through all of the back and forth, sarcasm, sharp and emotional moments, yet assured there is always love and respect and acceptance between us. I temper his intensity. He helps me decipher patterns. He gives me courage. I help remind him when waters are deep or shallow. I prompt him to know when something needs to be felt and not fixed. He helps me realize what can be fixed after feelings are processed. As my physical therapist had told me, all the difference is made when we slow down and feel the tension. He is so right. Not all tension is bad if you stop and feel it and then focus on what can be fixed and how. And how we feel and fix is still a choice. And now, excuse me, and I now say and will continue for my clients, choices are not accidents. They are products of our values. What we value will shape all we are and do. If you keep your values in check, the rest will fall in line for your betterment. Sometimes that is not easy or simple or fast, but it is helpful to know it is okay to feel something, then take steps to find ways to fix what you can and get back on track. And if you don't know you're on the wrong path, don't worry. Fix it will tell you, and then how to change it, of course.
All right, I'm Jamie, and I'm the fix-it half of the feel-it, fix-it duo. You may ask, who are we, and why should you listen to us? Who am I? That is a very philosophical question. If a person really asks themselves, who am I, and they go deeper than what they do, and into who they are as a person underneath the profession or hobby, it becomes a very difficult question indeed. I'm a person of faith, and I work to live up to those ideals. I'm a husband, and I strive to be a good one. I'm a father, and I pray I've been a good one. I'm a friend, and I try to be a friend worth having. I'm an employee, and I work to be more than what they need. I try to be the type of man the world needs, and not the kind the world never needed. As far as why you should listen to me, I don't know, and maybe you shouldn't. When I was little, I was one of the gifted kids. What made me gifted, in my teacher's eyes, was actually a symptom of being an ASD-ADHD kid. I read early, and I read obsessively. I watched people, and I observed behavior and outcomes. What I was doing was hyperfixating on information and using ADHD's gift of pattern recognition and extrapolation. As a teenager, I was surrounded by other kids, and somehow they shared their lives with me as if I was a therapist or priest, and people still do. When these people asked my advice about situations in their lives, I'd tell them whatever I saw in their situation, and without fail, they would tell me I didn't know what I was talking about, leave, to eventually come back and say I was right and they should have listened. Then they would do it again, ignore my advice again, then come back again saying they should have listened, ad nauseum. In high school, I'd thought about becoming a psychologist, but after years of listening, advising, and being ignored, I decided to avoid that profession. Unlike my wife. Now, professionally, I'm a machine repairman, fabricator, machinist, mechanic, welder, rigger, live sound engineer, instructor, mentor, author, plastic injection molding processor, engineer, and a myriad of other disciplines my ADHD brain fixated on over the years. To myself, I'm nobody in particular. But my personal combination of issues and experiences gives me the ability to see things from other perspectives. It's through seeing from another perspective, other than my own, that I'm other than the norm. The skills I have, the way I perceive and think, and the standards I hold myself to are traits of someone that is far from a nobody. But I may accept that I'm special, but maybe I shouldn't be. I believe anything can be fixed. It's only the person that has to front the cost that can determine whether or not it's worth it. And that's us. That's the brief.
That's a scripted version.
That's a scripted version. That's the homogenized, thumbnail version that we wanted to share, of which is only a small part of the total chaos that is and has been our lives and what we do and what we think. And I got to share that it was really hard. I mean, it was everything I could do to not comment while you were reading yours, because I just can't help myself.
I know, honey. I know. I'm so proud of you.
Wasn't going to interrupt. It was your time.
Really, really.
Yeah,
really proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So would you like to comment now?
I'm good.
No,
you
don't want
to. It was an in-the-moment kind of thing.
You want to backtrack? Okay.
No, it was an in-the-moment kind of thing.
Don't say I didn't offer.
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm aware. This is the time.
So as I will for at least a while, I've got my special shirt that I'm wearing. And, we did talk about maybe you needed one to match. So
yes.
What does it say?
The shirt says, I'm not arguing. I'm just explaining why I'm right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And then I got my special cup. What does my cup say?
And your cup says, be careful or you'll end up in my book.
Yes. Yep. Because I am writing a book, which was also part of the original premise.
Yes.
Of the podcast.
Yes, it was. Now, as far as...
Two books, actually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're way past two. I mean, admittedly, the one was kind of more of a novella, but,
Right. I mean, that was like the years ago to when I first was learning to write.
Sure. I still think it was a cute story. Very Hallmark movie of the week.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yes. Thank you. I had a couple of those, actually.
Yeah. I like those.
I had a couple of those.
Rather entertaining. Yes.
Those were like really long time ago.
They were. And I still have them.
My gosh. That was probably like...
I think I still have them. Yeah, I still have them.
8, 9, 10 years ago.
I have them before you changed the title. Anyway. Sorry. This is... Now, if you're tuning...
I'm a writer.
Yes.
I mean, that is part of what I felt called to do a long time ago. Now the two books I was referring to are autobiographical, right? But they come from two different things. So one leads into the other.
And, sure.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention published cartoonist.
You are a published cartoonist.
Yes. Sure. It was the one time and it was in the sixth grade, but I was published on it.
Well, you got to own that.
I do. Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. I got it. I have it laminated somewhere. Anyway, but...
I even have a gentleman reach out to me last week and give me an idea for a publisher. So when I get there, I appreciate that because sure. I'm a little busy right now. It's going to be a few months before I can
get
back to that stage, right?
Certainly.
But it will be happening. And we'll talk more about that.
Now, if anybody's listening to this, because we hope, but who knows, this is kind of what we foresee you being able to expect. A little bit of back and forth. Just a conversation, a slice of life, a day in the life of two people you don't know, but we'd like to think that you would like to know.
We're just average people, and sometimes other average people need to hear about other people going through things.
Yeah, and sometimes I think people need to hear that sometimes you got to feel it, sometimes you got to fix it. Sometimes you got to do both.
Sometimes there is no fixing it.
Sometimes there is no fixing it, but you can fix your situation.
Yep. There's a whole premise on that one. Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A whole other episode.
That's a whole other episode. Did you write that down? Write that down.
okay.
Wait, if you ever hear it, if you ever hear us stopping and we're writing out It's like, because this is new to us. We're figuring it out. We have no clue what we're doing.
I would say it's going to take on a life of its own in its own way.
One would hope.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't, we think we know what we're, well, we have a base idea of what we need to do to start this. But where it ends up, who knows? How do we make it better? Who knows? We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And that all comes down to anybody that's paying attention.
You're going to hear about it all. Life and parenting and marriage and, I mean, just things, because there isn't a topic really that's off limits. I mean, that's kind of my job. It is what I've chosen. And I'm prepared for that.
Yeah.
Every day. You never know what somebody's going to have to say.
Well, this is true. And my particular flavor of ASD, if you want me to tell you something that I believe to be the truth, you lose the right to be offended, because that's what I'm going to tell you. I can be nice about it, but not always. But as far as I'm concerned, yeah, nothing's off limits. I'll happily talk about anything. In the description of this podcast, there should be an email, just so you can contact us. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, you have show ideas, you have comments. It's like, if you're out there and you think that the bass is too high or the treble's a little sharp, you know what? You let me know. I'm going to be tweaking nonstop.
And I love that. That's what you went with. That's what you cared about.
Well, that's one of the things I care about.
The sound quality.
That's one of the things I care about.
Yeah, very much. I'm aware.
Again, sound engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
there will, you said should be. There will be.
Oh, yeah.
There will be an email.
Mm-hmm. One would hope. Well, no, there will be an email. It should be in the description where you started playing this. I can't guarantee how that's going to work, because I still have never done this. This is a new thing for me.
Well,
it's a new thing for us.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
We will figure it out. We will get better. We will improve. I think we can. I think there's somebody out there, hopefully you're listening, where what we've been through as a couple and as individuals, and the things that we've learned, the experiences we've had, the people we've known, it may be of some benefit.
What we are currently going through, what we will go through, we have a sense of humor. That shines through. That seems to be what most people comment on, especially our doctors, my doctors. It is the sense of humor.
Oh, yes.
That humor and faith. Yep. That's pretty much what keeps us going, leaning on each other.
Right. Yeah.
And you'll hear that. You'll hear that come through in various ways. And that's okay. And my voice is a little off today. I have a stuffy nose, going through a thing. You know, what was the second or third winter in Michigan? I'm not sure what you want to call it, where we're at. When the temperature changes 20, 30 degrees in 24 hours.
Yep. Oh, but, good times. Yep.
Oh, so a little stuffy right now, but yeah. So anyway, you'll hear many things, but it's not off limits. So if you have anything to say, not just about sound quality, but you know,
no,
something else you'd want to.
I added that too. Okay.
Something else you want
because
to.
Ideally we want this to be, you know, we're doing this for us, but in the ideal, it's somebody out there listening to us converse. Maybe we can touch their lives. Maybe we can help them figure something out. Maybe we can give them a little bit of hope.
Absolutely. And laugh a little.
Hopefully we can pull that off too. That's always the hardest.
So I graduate in 91 days, but then there's a little bit of a time after that, depending on when I can get the licensure process actually started and when it finishes, which can't happen until I graduate. So it's going to be a little bit before I can really get into some of the deep dive on that.
Sure.
On mental health. Yeah. Specifically, I will be a mental health therapist. So, but that doesn't mean those topics can't come up now, and they won't, because they will.
What's fun with that, which I still think is kind of funny, because you are getting licensed and trained and certified and all that fun stuff
in the state of Michigan,
you have to be very careful with what you say in regards to mental health and treatment and all of that fun stuff.
And right now I want to be particularly careful.
And I don't.
You don't.
Because I'm a layperson that's just talking out of his butt.
Well, yes and no. You kind of like live with some things, and we have a daughter that lives with some. We have two daughters that live with things, but
mostly us.
So we have a daughter with autism and ADHD, anxiety, and then her own brand of depression, and then we have another daughter who has ADHD and anxiety and her own brand of depression. So it's not that we haven't lived.
Oh no.
And experienced things that we can't talk about in the meantime that are not clinical.
Sure.
Not specifically clinical, but you're right. You can mouth off however you want.
I can mouth off however I want.
You go ahead and do that.
Well, and in part...
I'll still correct you.
Oh, certainly. By all means. And people need to understand that there's a layperson's understanding and a professional's understanding of certain topics. I have a little bit of both because I've helped you study for years. I've read your papers and corrected them for years.
Now, let's back up. There were some things that caused the years. I just want to... stop right there and clarify? Can you make it sound like it just took me forever?
Oh, no.
There's a reason why it took forever. Okay, there's a few reasons it took forever.
Let's start why it started taking forever. Because for those who don't know... And none of you who are listening do. So this is for your benefit. You have, let's go down this list again. You have an associate's in paralegal studies.
Yes.
You have a bachelor's in criminal justice.
Yes, I was an active paralegal at one time.
Yes. Years, many, many years. Yeah. Very well respected. You made a lot of people cry.
I was not always proud of that.
No, but you did. You were really good at it.
My boss appreciated the work.
Yes,
I did.
Yes, they most certainly did. And then I forget the specific title of your first master's degree.
That was an MA in counseling, Master of Arts in Counseling.
Yes,
that was a quick graduate, continue to take care of my ailing father.
Yes.
Degree.
But
so I took that for what it was, because
first...
I never knew when I was actually going to be able to move on.
Yes.
So I achieved the 30 credits and received that master's.
Yes, the master's. And now you have a master's in...
I will be receiving a master of science.
A master of science
in counseling.
In counseling.
Yes, for licensure.
For licensure, yes. So I'm not saying it took you forever to get this degree. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you've basically been in school, in college, off and on since we got married.
Oh my gosh, I know.
27 years ago.
Almost 27 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There were a lot of hiatuses in there.
Yeah.
You know, there was life. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, it's like you got the degree. You got the degree, you worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then life happened. So you went, you know, a lot of life happened. We went to school and you continued down that path, and it still irks me because... I've been turning wrenches basically since 99. I've been an industrial mechanic, I guess, a machine repairman since 99. So about 24, 25 years at this point. I got laid off. That's where the bachelor's came in. I got laid off. And since nobody was hiring... for the qualifications for unemployment, I had to prove that I had put in applications at like a half dozen places per week in order to continue collecting unemployment.
That was a rough time, 2007-ish. That was rough.
Yeah, 2008. Is when
that was rough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was very rough, and that was rough for a lot of people. Well, where we were at, no one was hiring.
Middle of nowhere, Northern Michigan. Yeah. Yep.
No one was hiring. The only thing that potentially would hire was service industry jobs, which I'm not bashing those at all. I thank God for those people, for people that love that kind of work, my best friend growing up, he's worked in restaurants since he was a teenager. It's like, I thank God for people like that. I don't have the temperament for that at all. But I didn't, I wouldn't, not that I wouldn't have worked it. I would have, but if I worked 3 full-time jobs doing that work, I would have made less than I made on unemployment. So the other option was go to school. And I'm like, okay, well, go to school for what? Oh, criminal justice is on the list of courses,
like accepted for the waiver. Yeah,
they were accepted
like
for
that.
The waiver, so I wouldn't have to keep doing that. So I'm like, okay, all right. Well, I've always loved the idea of being a PI. In fact, when I was in middle school, I read through books on criminal investigation specifically. Yeah, I know, nerd. Anyway,
you
so
said it.
I was like, you know what? Hey, you know what? Let's do that. So I started going to school, and you going, well, you know what? If you're going, I'll go with you.
We had a couple classes together.
We did. We had a couple of classes together. Ones that I enjoyed quite a bit. They were pretty entertaining. Mm-hmm. Specifically, it was Eastern Religions.
Eastern Religions and Criminal Investigations.
Criminal Investigation, which aced that class. Yeah, we took classes with the Police Academy.
Yes, they ran them in conjunction at the particular college where we went.
We were the only
two. They had a university center that they would, and I don't know how that's changed over the years.
No idea.
Yes, we were with the cadets.
Yeah, I think, weren't we the only two people in that class that weren't in the Police Academy?
Correct.
Yeah, I think it was everybody else was in the Police Academy, and then there was us.
And then the ones I continued on with or had before you were, I was already with them. So,
Yeah. So
very few individuals that were not cadets.
Well, after 2 years of progressing in that, the waiver was going to run out. So I started looking for work, and nobody in our area was hiring. So, okay, let's look south. So instead of being in northern Michigan, they're in more of middle Michigan now. So I don't know if anybody knows where Portland is. Portland, Michigan.
Portland.
It's a wonderful town. That'll come up again later some point.
Tell that story.
I guarantee it'll come up at some point. But I ended up getting a job in Grand Rapids. And when I got my job in Grand Rapids, you're like, oh, well, you know what? I'm already most of the way through this. I might as well finish. And she continued on and completed her bachelor's in criminal justice.
And online degrees weren't as popular.
No. But.
But what I had left was online.
Still kind of irks me a little bit. I got my associate's, she got her bachelor's in a field that I've always dreamt of having.
You could do it now anytime you want.
I'm not doing that again. I'm just not.
No, now we're going to make podcasts.
Now we're going to make a podcast.
Let's do it.
Anyway, so, you know, there's all of that. But, so you've been in school off and on.
For a long time. I finally get to have a big kid job.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited.
Okay, you've literally been in school since I met you when you were in middle school.
Are we going to go there? You want to go there? Like you said, met me. That is not when the relationship started.
No.
But met
no,
me.
No, that is not.
You can go there.
No, it is not. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man. It's still weird.
Yes, but... Okay, so as I have joked with some of my colleagues and that, yes, because we're all in this internship together and we're all at different stages and been through different stuff. And I had joked, like there was a gentleman last week who was talking about, he's like in his 30s. I don't remember exactly how old he said, and just that dawning on him, you know, how many years it had taken him and how many more, because it's a few more years before you're fully licensed. There's other criteria that has to be met after you graduate and receive the limited license, but before you can become fully in the state of Michigan. But he'd made a comment. I said, I am older than you. I get it. And it's okay. And it is. There's no reason to just beat yourself up. It's okay.
No.
Like,
not at all.
And there's people older than us, even that. Or in this program, you know, in this internship at this particular clinic where I am and have gone through. So you can do this any stage in life. When you're called to it, you do it.
Well, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm in any way, shape, or form anti-education. That is the furthest thing from the truth. I don't have the drive or the desire to go through that anymore, in all honesty. I mean, I can, and the part that's annoying with our current system, I guess, is I can get all of the education, every Well, if you've seen Good Will Hunting, that character, he had more knowledge and understanding of the material in his head than the students that were paying for it. And they owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in student debt, and he had a couple of bucks in library fines and late fees.
Sure.
Problem is, he didn't have the piece of paper that said he had the education. And I think that is one of the biggest flaws currently in our system, is they only value initially the one kind of education.
Well, I mean, I was told a few years ago in my patient advocacy work that I had the wrong letters after my last name. And at that point I had the MA and I thought, I already know, but yeah. Not quite the right time to continue on to get the MS and become licensed. And then, I don't know, through a lot of sacrifice and mm-hmm. faith and a lot of discussion.
Sure.
You supported me in the idea of yeah. just getting it done.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because if I didn't, I didn't know when it was ever yeah. going to happen. So.
Well, and that's where you were at. And you had me backing you up. So
yes,
it's not like...
That was helpful. And our kids were a little older. And...
Yes, definitely. And yeah. you were still in a place where that was... It's like, oh, yeah, I can do this.
I can get this done. Like,
I...
And I have pushed really hard.
I am not there. Not that I enjoyed taking classes. I didn't enjoy making time to take the classes.
Oh yeah, no, I'm done. This is it. I know people have joked with me about the doctorate, and I said, yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks. I don't need those letters. No. I'm fine. I'm very happy with what I will be achieving and what we've talked about doing, you know, in this podcast, and then my writing books and. Practicing, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, becoming a practicing clinician. So
I do think it's a little funny. I get, well, not necessarily funny, not funny, haha, twist of fate kind of thing, I guess.
Mm.
We both are helpers.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to help people with the physical things going on, and you tend to help people with the mental things that going on. And unfortunately, there is much more of a likelihood that I am going to help someone mentally than you are ever going to be helping them with the physical things in life.
Okay, that's true.
It's true. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Especially now. Just, but yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, your jacked up shoulder and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yep. and stuff. Yeah, you'll probably hear...
Lifelong reminders.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who have no clue, I'm going to be cracking jokes about how she got attacked by a robot twice. Just not right now. That's a story for another day.
You know what's funny is, you know, you went from the pause button jokes in yes. my head to then you gotta laugh about the robot
oh, yes.
to the abdomen.
Yes.
But I did let him attack me and steal my stuff. So
we'll get into that.
We'll get into that
some other point.
But you'll hear some odd things that I'm yes. perfectly comfortable with.
We have some. I'm going to strive to not use the inside jokes that we have.
Why?
Until we've had an opportunity to give context.
That's probably just
because
the best thing to do.
People don't get it. They're never going to get it.
Sure.
And it's like, and then we're just kind of there. Like, what the heck was that?
And the jokes are about me. You'll also notice all of that being very lopsided and the jokes are about
me. Well, I haven't broken as much yet.
Okay.
Yet. Well, oh, hey, you know, what are you going to do? You're funnier.
Oh, that is now recorded.
Okay, well, you've gone through more that I can make sound funny.
That's true.
And I have a quicker wit when it comes to poking fun than you do.
That's true.
So you're a little slow on the draw.
But I do not take offense.
I would hope not. Not at this point.
I do not take offense.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. Try not to. Anyway. Also strive to not have dead air. You know, that's...
Well, that won't be a problem.
No. If there is, I left it for a reason.
And for who we are and what you'll get to know, and of course the purpose in all of this and what we go back and forth about planning future episodes is, you know, how personal we would be. And we both agree that that's, it's just going to flow. It's going to go where it's going to go. And that's okay. It's okay. Because again, some people need to hear it. They need to hear they're not alone. It sounds like that old cliche, but it's so true that you're not alone, that you can gain some inspiration from hearing other people's hardships. And that's where, even as for as much as you might make fun of me, we're still in this together and we're doing it, and we have been doing it. And, you know, it's not easy by any means, but.
Sure. Well, and you know, what's the other option? You know, it's like, there is no other option. We're going to get through this. We'll find a way through this. And if you don't laugh, you just get burned out. It makes it hard. So we find some funny in it.
Well, you know, I debated on the when, but I guess you may as well just put it out there now that I have chronic Lyme disease. By the time I was diagnosed, which was almost, oh my goodness, let's see, that was May of 2015. So almost 9 years ago. It was chronic, considered chronic at that point. And it's been quite a journey getting everything fixed from previous misdiagnosis and mistreatment.
Yeah, that took a lot of work.
That was about 3.5 years of mistreatment and misdiagnosis with lupus, which just was, and of no one's fault. But once we got the diagnosis of Lyme and started that journey, it has been a learning process. I think that's probably like the most simple way to put that, which doesn't even remotely cover it, but there's other time to get into the rest of it. And I learned a lot of things, and I'm still learning. And it's kind of one of those interesting topics, of course, with all of my doctors, because I have various specialists, as things have changed and progressed. And I'm gaining a new care team right now that some of them have knowledge and some of them don't. And they all make some comment or another to the form of, you're teaching me. So I did come to a place where that acceptance that in what can't be fixed about me, there can be good from that. And that's okay. It's managed. Managed is the best word we use. What can be managed and how? And sometimes that's extreme. And sometimes that's really barely a thing. You know, something sure might be barely altered at all. But
when it comes to medical, though, I'm a firm believer, can't be fixed yet.
And maybe not in my lifetime.
Maybe not.
But I've been blessed with amazing doctors.
Well, some. And then you had other ones that went to state.
We're not... We're not doing that. We're not going there.
Don't shoot me now. That's a joke. That was a joke. The truth is,
I think now all of them have gone to state. I think all of the current team and then several of the previous. Because I'm currently transitioning over as some of my issues have changed. But
let me reiterate, that was a joke. Okay. That was a joke. Fully, completely, in
the new neurologist is coming at me with needles, and I was like, "So you're not going to do this harder because I'm wearing my House Divided sweatshirt, right?" And of course, she laughed, because
a joke,
huge state.
It was a joke,
huge, huge. Yeah, it's like she went there. She's still a diehard. I was like, "Oh, you're the one coming at me with needles every month. This is going to be great."
Oh, it was funny.
It was funny. She laughed really good at that one. But yes. Yes, that is the joke. I mean, I have figured out that many of them will have like information about having gone to Michigan State in their bio, but yet they were at U of M, and they always seem to have some type of like state thing on them.
Almost,
you know,
always.
Yeah. But
well, when you spent that much money to go there, you tend to get a little tribal.
Hey, the guy that was heading the robot, he was, you know, the one manning the robot. Yeah, you know, the doctor manning the robot. I didn't care where he went, but you know.
I don't care what school you went to.
Nope.
Don't care. Do you know your stuff? That's where.
Do you know your stuff?
Do you believe that you got what you needed out of it? That's the important part.
I've had amazing doctors that have been affiliated with both universities. have been and still are. And very blessed.
For anybody else that cares, again, it was a joke. It's just a joke.
Please no hate mail.
No hate mail. No. I always tell people the same thing. Look, you want to know why I'm not the biggest state fan? I don't like green and white.
That's it. It's the colors. It's the just colors. That vein. It's literally just that silly.
It's just that superficial.
Whatever. And
when it really comes down to it, 90% of the people who are diehard fanatics of a sports team, it comes down to something just that silly.
Yeah.
At least I admit it.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. I admit it. That's my thing. I will admit it's a superficial, pointless. I didn't go to the school. Nobody in my family is really, nobody that close went to those schools. I don't care. Other than, you know what, you're a Michigan team. I'm a firm believer. I'm a Michigander. I was born here. I've lived most of my life here. I had some, I was an extended tourist on a couple of occasions outside of the state. I will root for every Michigan team, regardless. I just happen to prefer dark blue over green. That's it. Just, again, it was a joke.
We're not even huge sports fans.
Not really.
Football more than anything else.
Sure.
I do have an appreciation for basketball. But,
again,
that's more for conversation.
Sure. Well, yeah. When it comes to sports, I don't care. Most of the time, I don't care. Like baseball, soccer, hockey, it's a blast to play. I get no enjoyment from watching. Unless I'm with somebody that's a big fan. If they're a big fan and they're really into it and they understand the mechanics and the science and the strategy involved, which...
Hockey would probably be the next one where I, we've had friends that have enjoyed that. And,
oh, yeah, certainly. And I've had friends, my neighbor growing up tried out for the Tigers as a pitcher back in the late, mid-80s. Had a buddy that was on the alternate team for the Maple Leafs. I don't care. I still don't personally care. More power to you. I enjoy watching a game with those people because they enjoy the game. And it's more about me enjoying the game with people that enjoy it. If you're doing something you enjoy, I don't care what it is. If you're a writer, if you're into role-playing games or video games or tennis or bike riding and rollerblading,
whatever,
flying, RC planes, RC cars. If you're enjoying it, I love hanging out with people doing things that they enjoy and that they're passionate about. Partially because of my ADHD, I've spent time probably studying all of them to understand them better because they're really cool. And then I moved on to the next thing. So by hanging out with those people that enjoy that kind of stuff, I'm reattaching to that moment that I was hyper fixated on that topic. So I get to relive that little moment of, this is really cool. And then I move on to the next thing again. But in that moment, I was back there in that time of my life where I was hyper fixated on understanding that better.
Yeah.
And, like sports. I went to a game some years ago with my cousins and uncles and watched the game. I could care less about the game. It was just, minor league up in Traverse. But it was hanging out with my uncles and my cousins. I had my Coke in one hand and my brat in the other, and they're having a good old freaking time, and we're just laughing and enjoying each other's company. I'll take that all day and any day. But that's... if you're paying attention, this is kind of what we expect a lot of this to go. It's going to move all over the place. Trails. Especially this one. We don't have a topic other than introducing ourselves. The topic is who are we and what do we do? This is who we are. This is kind of what we do. In the future, we have the idea of, as of right now, picking a topic. Or not necessarily a topic, an idea, a concept. I found some certain things on other social media sites, people sharing their thoughts, their ideas, their philosophies. And sometimes I agree, Sometimes I disagree. Sometimes I agree with part of it. Sometimes I disagree with part of it. And I share them and we discuss them. And sometimes like, oh, that's complete crap. And it's like, well, you know, if you take it from this point of view,
it's just typically how we talk to one another. So we may as well just turn it into a podcast.
Yeah. And we figured, you know what? This is interesting. We've had people around us just sit there staring at us while we're having one of these conversations going back and forth. And they're just like captivated. And like, yeah, you know what? We could do that. We could share that. And in the process, maybe we'll learn something. Because you've gone to school to learn specific things.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a lot and interacted with a lot of people. I don't know necessarily more so than you have, just different people.
Sure.
You've spent more time working with professionals and whatnot than I have. Not that I haven't, but
it's just
law firm and stuff like that.
It's the career path I had and then the jobs I took while I was in school.
Or
waiting to go back to school.
So our experiences are different and our educations are different. And my version of atypical neurology is definitely different than your mostly typical neurology. Because I don't care who you are. If you look at that book, there's something wrong with you. So you're not typical.
You mean the DSM-5?
I wasn't going to.
You weren't going to say word. You weren't going to give it the label.
No.
Let's just call it the giant book that people get their diagnosis from. Sure. Is that general enough?
It is. And I refuse to refer to it as something definitive or.
It's just the book with the codes. Or
authority.
The
definitions because, and the codes. If you have to vote on it. It's not science, it's politics.
We do not have time to go down that tangent
right
now.
No, we don't. But
so we're not going to do that.
Just putting it out there.
Save that.
Sure.
Save that.
Sure.
So, yes, that book has a name.
It has a name.
And that's a thing, but we don't need to talk about it.
But again, you're the pro, and you have to watch what you're saying. I'm not, and I don't.
Well, I'm just describing what the book is.
Yes.
That there's no need for anything definitive with that.
No.
But
it's like this. So in the future, like I said, the idea is we'll have an idea, a concept, a thought. I've thought about potentially playing clips of video as a way of the intro. Hey, this is what we're talking about today. Play it so people mm-hmm. understand it. Or at least so that they hear what we're in context, what we're talking about. And then just seeing where it goes from there.
We even have some guests that we can bring in.
Yes, we've
some guests.
We think so, yes. We haven't pulled it off yet. We haven't got anything.
We have permission. Well, there's like one person that's like right on board. She's jumping on.
Oh, yeah.
She's all about this.
We just got to save her for the right thing.
One for sure.
Yes.
One maybe. And then, you know, we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, we'll go from there.
Because she can be very entertaining.
Gosh. And she can be very entertaining. And once you get her laughing, it's all over.
And listening to the two of you is
also very entertaining. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No argument there. I enjoy it.
So we have an idea of how we want to proceed, and we will. And then the things will come up and whatever
and there's
listeners
a lot of
have to say. And, you know, we'll go from
definitely.
There.
Definitely. We want it to be as interactive as possible. Now, considering it's a podcast and it's mostly one-sided, it's us and you, not us together, but we want to respond and adapt and address things. So, you know, if people have questions, if they have ideas, if they have critiques, if you just want to tell me that I'm full of crap.
Sure.
Feel free.
I mean, I've done that, but.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Other people would.
Outside
other
person.
Other people might.
Sure. Because I guarantee at some point you're gonna disagree with me. You're going to, well, as the, you know, to the listeners here. If you listen, you're going to hear something that you don't agree with. And that's okay. I don't know. I'm sitting across from my wife looking at her, talking into a microphone. And I don't always agree with her either.
Nope.
Nope. She disagrees with me.
Regularly.
Often. And that's okay. What's not okay is not finding a way to figure it out. And I think that's kind of our, I mean, yeah, we're going to have things that we talk about, but I think an overarching theme forever is going to be, it's okay to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you figure it out. You know, it's okay to agree. It's okay to disagree. It's
this
okay.
A debate.
No, it's.
I mean, you know, my joke t-shirt, but.
Yeah, certainly.
It's not a debate. I'm not trying to convince. And I'm not going to try to convince anyone that is listening. That's not the point.
No. I've had this conversation with a number of people over the years, coworkers specifically, that I find it much more interesting to converse with somebody I don't agree with. However, that can become very antagonistic very quickly. So once conversations started getting a little bit energetic, let's say energetic for lack of a better term, I'd stop. It's like, okay, hold on. This is a hot button topic. And I don't want to change your mind. That's not my point. You don't try to change my mind. I don't try to change your mind. I'm not attacking you. Please don't attack me. I truly want to better understand your point of view. And I would like to ensure that you understand my point of view.
Respectful.
If that can't happen, just say so and we can stop and move on to something else. That's fine. When this is over, when this conversation is over, I want to better understand you. And if you give me information I didn't have before, I'm going to absorb that and it will temper my opinion and my thought. And I would think, being a rational individual, that I give you information that you didn't have, that you would do the same. But I'm not going to try and change your mind. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm just going to tell you I happen to disagree. And if we can do that, let's keep talking. And I'll tell you what, I've had some conversations with people that I actually had. I don't know if I still have it. I don't think I still have it. Me and one other individual, Mike, if you're out there, I hope you listen to this someday. We disagreed on a lot at work, and we'd talk at work. And then we were done working. We'd stand outside of our cars. We'd turn on our cars to warm them up, and we'd lean on our cars and we'd talk. And work ended at 7:30. We'd get out to the car at like 7:45. It was 10:30 and we were still talking. And one of the guys in the building thought it was so funny that he made a plaque. Not even a plaque, but like a certificate, longest pointless conversation in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And gave it to me. And that's happened with multiple people over the years, where it's just conversing. It's like, and those are some, one of them in particular, I still get occasional phone calls from because he wants to talk. So it's like, we don't agree. We still don't agree. But that's okay.
Don't have to.
So if you've got something you don't happen to agree, all I ask when you contact us, and please contact us, to use a more modern phrase, bring the receipts and be respectful. And that's it. So if you think I'm wrong, if you think I'm mistaken, or if you think I'm seeing things incorrectly, show me. Articulate it. And be respectful. It's like, hey, you know what? I think you're off base on this, and here's why. I will happily look at that. I will give it all the consideration it's due. But if you're rude, disrespectful, dismissive, insulting in any way, shape, or form, I'm just going to delete it and move on with my life. As I would hope you would do if somebody did that to you.
Because really the purpose is for us is more, it's not just to like debate with other people or invite such things.
No, not at all.
That's not the point.
No, it's about conversation. And this medium is not great for that kind of conversation. But it's not impossible to have a conversation. Some back and forth would be greatly appreciated. If you like it, great. If you don't, great. Excuse me. If you agree, great. If you don't, great. I'd love to hear it regardless. Give us something to work off of. That and There's a guy that kind of annoys me that I worked with. Worked with, yes. Past tense. And he said something that I have since used. Because you know what? I don't care who you are. If you tell me something, if you say something or do something or share some information that's right, I can't discount it just because I don't like you. And that thing was, of course I think I'm right. Because everybody thinks they're right. If you can show me where I'm wrong, then I will take that information, absorb it, change my mind, and look, now I'm right again.
You would say that.
But that's how learning works. I thought when I was little, 2 + 1 = 4. And then I got new information. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 1 = 3. Oh, look, now I know that. Now I'm right again. And then I took algebra and learned about rounding and learned that in certain circumstances, 2 + 2 = 5.
Sweetie, the point is not always to be right. Do you know that? Do you know that? It's not always just to be right.
No. But the point is to not be completely wrong.
Whoa. My gosh, that's a whole other episode.
That's a whole other episode. Hey, look, another idea. That's awesome. That's a couple of them in one freaking shot. Okay. Well, it's true.
How fix it doesn't always have to be right.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh my gosh, I think that's going to be like the theme of every episode.
The thing is, I'll take it. I will happily take it. Show me where I'm incorrect because I don't want to be incorrect. And there are a lot of things that it's not right or wrong. Sometimes it's a viewpoint. Sometimes it's a perspective. And I can only have, I'm very good at playing devil's advocate. I can see, I can put myself in a place where I can see from somebody else's perspective in a lot of situations. But that's a contrived perspective. Like, it's how I imagine the perspective to be. And I can only do that so far because I'm not in somebody else's head.
Yes, because we often build things up in our minds.
Certainly. So
sometimes it's the only way we can fill holes because other person isn't very communicative.
Also true. We have to make some... again, that's where the pattern recognition and extrapolation comes in.
Yep. Are very good at.
Which I'm very good at. Which is why I'm very good at my job. And why I think a lot of people come and talk to me to look for their solutions to their problems. I'm very good at seeing the pattern that they can't see. The problem is I just haven't found a way to make them actually do what I suggest because I'm...
Who says they have to do what you suggest?
Then don't ask me.
That's so not how the world works.
I know, but if you're asking me what you should do, maybe, just maybe you don't know what you're doing and that's why you asked.
Oh, darling.
And maybe, just maybe, you should follow some of that advice.
Well, this isn't always just about you giving advice, though.
Well, this is true. This is true.
I won't even be doing that.
Yeah, good plan. You don't ask advice. You're just like, hey, I need this taken care of. Go take care of it. Okay.
It's not my job.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. We can do that.
It's not my job to tell you what to do.
Nope. Well, please.
You mean like me and you? Because, whoa, I think you just opened up something.
That's funny. That's what that is. That there's funny. I don't care who you are. Yes, if you're a married guy, yes, your wife has never told you to do anything ever.
Hold up.
Ever.
Do we need fair fighting rules?
We already established the fair fighting rules. Oh. And if you're married, it's one of the things you need to do, like, right after you get back from the honeymoon, because that probably went smoothly, is establish the fighting rules. Your version will be different because you're different. Just saying. Mm-hmm. But you need to establish them. Just put that out there. That's a conversation that has to happen.
I agree.
Anyway, we've been at this for about an hour.
Yeah, we said we'd try to stick to an hour-ish, you know, so that's going to be the thing.
Yep. It's always going to be...
We got to have some multi-parters. It's fine.
Well, yeah, but it's always going to be kind of up in the air. This is a very free-form kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I work very well in the within constraints and rules sometimes.
As long as you agree with them.
Again, it's
you don't do well with what you don't agree with. But again,
very much.
That's a whole nother.
That's a whole other. That
might be an ADHD thing.
No, that's the ASD thing.
Is that?
Yes.
Oof. Okay.
Yes, I know that one well.
You know that one about you?
Yes. Well,
again, we're trying to end. So, yes, see,
sure,
you gotta.
Sure.
To stop that, because that could be so many other things.
Oh, certainly.
But you got to stop there.
However, again, if you're tuned in, this is what you can expect. This kind of back and forth, this kind of moving around, the tangents and the rabbit trails and the snarky comments and miscellaneous ad libs, and then there's my wife talking.
Whoa. And then, I don't know, we haven't talked about this. We'll be doing these weekly. We'll be dropping them weekly.
That's the idea. That's the plan. Yeah. We'll definitely have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually haven't discussed how we're going to end. So how about we end like this?
Sure. What do you want to do?
Well,
why don't you go ahead and say, you say it first. You say your real one first.
Okay. Well, I'm Fix It.
And I'm Feel It. We just said it backwards. Does that count?
Certainly. And we hope you join us in the future.
Until next week.
Have a great one.